Title: Atmospheric Intro Themes, with Clean Routing Intermediate. Alright, let's build an atmospheric drum and bass intro in Ableton Live that actually feels like a record, not just a loop with too much reverb. The mission is twofold. We're going to compose 16 to 32 bar intro theme that's cinematic and emotional, and we're going to route it cleanly so the session stays fast, scalable, and mix ready. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly, around 174 BPM. 4/4. And if you like working with intention, pick a key up front. F minor or G minor are solid moody choices. Now before you place a single sound, set locator markers in the arrangement. Think of it like story beats. Bars 1 through 8, atmosphere only. Establish the world. Bars 9 through 16, bring in chords. Maybe the first hint of rhythm. Bars 17 through 24, reveal the motif. Add motion, build tension. Bars 25 through 32, transitions, risers, and that pre-drop lift into the drop. This structure is a cheat code. It prevents the classic problem where everything starts at bar 1 and nowhere feels special. Now let's do the part that makes everything easier later. Routing. Create 4 groups. One called Atmos, one called Music, one called Drums Intro, and one called FX. Keep it simple and obvious. Your future self will absolutely thank you. Then create return tracks and name them clearly. Return A is short verb. Return B is long verb. Return C is delay. Return D is space freeze. Here's the core routing philosophy. Individual tracks send to returns for shared space, groups handle tone shaping and glue, and the master stays simple while composing. No heavy limiting right now. We're building the scene, not mastering the movie. Cool. Let's build those return effects with stock devices. On return A, short verb, load hybrid reverb in a room or ambient style. Short decay, roughly 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Tiny pre-delay like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Roll off the top a bit if it's fizzy, and then add EQ 8 after it with a steep high pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. This return is for subtle depth, foley, small hits, little textures that need to sit in a believable space. On return B, long verb, hybrid reverb again, this time a hall. Decay 4 to 8 seconds, and definitely use pre-delay, something like 25 to 45 milliseconds. That pre-delay is the difference between lush and cinematic and why is my motif buried. After it, EQ 8, high pass around 250 to 400 Hz, and if it gets aggressive in the presence area, a gentle dip in the 2 to 4K region. Return C, delay, load echo, ping pong mode. Set the time to a quarter note or 3/8 if you want more of that rolling, dubby bounce. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass about 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8K. Optional saturator after the echo, just a couple dB drive, soft clip on, so the repeats feel warm and controlled. Return D, space freeze. This is your moment effect, not your leave it on effect. Hybrid reverb with a huge decay, 10 to 20 seconds, 100% wet because it's a return. If you want that crunchy jungle air, add grain delay very lightly, then an auto filter after, maybe a gentle low-pass sweep for motion. Now quick coaching point. Calibrate your sends. If your typical track fader is sitting around minus 12 dB, your send knobs should generally land somewhere like minus 18 to minus 10 dB for a normal amount of space. If you keep pushing sends close to zero just to hear the return is too quiet. Turn up the return track. Don't break your send consistency. This is one of those tiny workflow things that keeps your mixes predictable. Now we build the atmosphere bed. Go into the Atmos group and make 3 tracks: drone, noise or air, and texture. Drone first. Use Waveitable or Operator. Keep it simple. A sine-based or basic waveform drone works because it supports the key without distracting. Add auto filter with a low pass somewhere in the 2 to 6K area and automate it slowly so the drone feels alive. Add utility for width, but don't go crazy. Something like 120 to 160% can be nice, but you must check mono later. Send this drone to the long verb return, just enough that it feels like it's in a large space. Musically, don't overthink it. Hold the root note, or do a slow 2-chord movement like I to VI. In F minor, that could be F minor moving to D flat. Long notes. Let the texture do the work. Second, noise or air. This can be vinyl noise, field recordings, synth noise, anything that adds air. Put EQ 8 on it and high pass aggressively, somewhere between 300 and 600 Hz. If it's harsh, notch a bit around 3 to 5K. Then auto pan, very slow rate, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. just enough to create movement without sounding like a gimmick. Send it lightly to short verb and long verb. Third, texture loop. Grab an organic sample, rain, room tone, cassette hiss, anything. Put it into simpler, turn on loop, and set a short loop length like 100 to 500 milliseconds. This creates evolving granularish motion without you doing complex sound design. Use simpler's filter, low pass around 3 to 8K, automate the cutoff. And here's where space freeze comes in. Automate a send spike for a one-off bloom, like at the end of bar 8 or bar 16. Now another coaching point. Protect the drop by reserving the low end and low mids. Atmospheres can feel thin and still eat headroom in the 120 to 300 HC zone. A great discipline is to give each Atmos track a role. One track is air only, high pass it at 600 HC to 1K. One track is mid texture, high pass at 200 to 400. One track is your low drone, high pass maybe 40 to 80. The main idea is, don't let all three layers pile up in 200 to 400 at the same time. On the Atmos group itself, do gentle cleanup and glue. EQ8 with a high pass at 30 to 60 HC to remove rumble. If it's muddy, dip 200 to 400 a touch. Then glue compressor, light settings, attack around 10 ms, release auto, ratio 2:1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at most. Just enough to make it feel like one world. Next up, the music group, chords and motif. For chords, electric is perfect for moody minor vibes. Add a subtle chorus ensemble if you want width, but try to rely on sends rather than inserting reverb on the track. For a progression, you can use I to VI to Roman 3 to Roman 7. In F minor, that's F minor, D flat, A flat, E flat. Start with long 2-bar holds. That's your establishing shot. Now the motif or hook. Keep it short, 3 to 5 notes, with space. This isn't the drop lead, it's the theme. Use scale MIDI effect if you want to stay locked into the key and write faster. For sound, analog or operator works great. A saw plus sine blend, low pass filter you can automate, then a saturator for a bit of thickness, soft clip on, and utility if you need to control width or mono the low end. Send the motif to delay and long verb so it lives in the same universe as the Atmos. And arrangement wise, don't reveal the motif at bar 1 unless you want to kill the suspense. A strong move is to introduce it at bar 9 or even bar 17. That delayed reveal feels cinematic, because it creates a now the story begins moment. Here's a big pro-level concept. Decide your camera distance early. Close versus far. Choose one or two foreground elements. Usually that's the motif and maybe a single Foley hit. Foreground means less reverb, more transient, more mid-range clarity. Everything else is background. Darker, wetter, less bite. If everything is equally wet and distant, the intro feels flat, like fog with no subject. Now subtle intro rhythm. This is where you get jungle DNA without accidentally making a fake drop. In drums intro, create a ghost break layer. Choose a classic break like Amen or Think, but high pass it hard, around 250 to 500 HC, so you keep the shuffle and texture without low end weight. Add drum bus for grit. Drive maybe 5 to 15, but keep boom at 0 because we're not trying to generate sub. Optional redux very lightly if you want that old school texture. Level it low, really low. This layer should feel like motion, not drums are in. Add a hat or shaker loop as a second track. Small auto pan movement is nice. Send lightly to short verb so it sits back. Then add impact hits, one every 4 or 8 bars. Think of them like punctuation. A low pass thud plus an airy tail. Put the tail into long verb or space freeze for scale. On the drums group, high pass around 30 to 40 just to remove nonsense, and a touch of glue compression, maybe 1 dB of reduction. Now effects and transitions. This is where your intro starts sounding like a professional arrangement instead of a loop. Create a riser track, noise source or sample, doesn't matter. Auto filter on it, automate the cutoff rising over 8 bars, and add a little resonance near the end for intensity. Send it to the delay return to create width and movement. And do the reverse reverb trick, because it's basically instant DNB cinema. Take a vocal chop or a motif note, resample it, put hybrid reverb on it 100% wet with a long decay like 6 to 10 seconds, resample just the reverb tail, reverse it, and place it leading into the next section. You get that suction, that pull forward sensation that makes transitions feel inevitable. Now we set up the pre-drop lift. Create a pre drop control track. It can just be a blank MIDI track where you keep automation lanes tidy so you're not hunting across 40 tracks later. In the final 4 to 8 bars before the drop, automate three main concepts, brightness, density, and space size. Brightness, filters opening gradually or sometimes closing for a telephone into drop vibe. Density, more note events, more ear candy frequency, a bit more rhythmic motion. Bass size, increase long verb and maybe a touch of space freeze right before the drop. Then do the classic pre-drop dip. Put utility on the master and automate the gain down by 1 to 3 dB in the last half bar, then snap it back to zero at the drop. It's a psychological trick. The drop feels louder and harder without you actually changing the drop. And consider a one-beat silence or near silence right before the drop. Even in liquid, even in rollers, that moment of absence makes the crowd lean in. Here are a few arrangement upgrades that immediately make your intro feel composed. At the end of every 8 bars, do one small clarity move, a tiny drum fill, a reverb swell, a quick 8-note mute, or a little pitch lift. Just one. That's enough to make it feel like a journey. Try micro contrast. Every 4 bars, slightly change how wet things are. For example, bars 1 to 4 a bit wetter, bars 5 to 8 pull sends down 10 to 20%. Repeat that idea with increasing intensity. It prevents reverb fatigue and keeps momentum. And one more trick, the false floor. In the last 2 bars, remove something foundational like the drone root or the ghost break. Let the listener feel the floor disappear. Then bring it back only at the drop. The drop feels heavier even if you didn't touch it. One more advanced clarity move if your long verb is washing out your motif. Sidechain duck the long verb return. Put a compressor after the reverb on return B. Sidechain input from the motif track or the music group. Fastish attack. Medium release. Just 2 to 4 dB of reduction. Now the verb blooms in the gaps, but the motif stays readable. That's modern, clean, and very usable in DNB. Let's lock in a clean 32-bar template so you can finish fast. Bars 1 to 8. Drone. Noise, texture, no motif yet. Bars 9 to 16, add chords, introduce tiny ear candy. Bars 17 to 24, bring in the motif, add ghost break movement, increase automation. Bars 25 to 32, riser layers, reverse reverb into key moments. Bigger space, pre-drop dip, then drop. Final quality checks before you call it done. Check your low end. Atmos should not compete with the drop. High pass where needed. Check mono compatibility. Throw utility on your master temporarily and set width to zero for a moment. If your pad disappears completely, it's too facey. Adjust width or simplify your stereo tricks. Check that not everything is far away. This audio version is shortened for playback.